Resource Guides, Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3. Used to supplement but not replace Lessons 26 through 49. Note, the manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, 22nd of December, consider using conference addresses, articles, and hymns that focus on the birth, atonement, resurrection, and the life and mission of the Savior. Lesson 26, Blessings of Chastity. Bruce C. Hafen, The Gospel and Romantic Love, New Era, February 2002, pages 10 through 14. My friends have a hard time understanding why I live the law of chastity. New Era, December 2000, pages 16 through 18. As Zion's Youth in Latter Days, hymns number 256. Lesson 27, The Body is a Temple. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. New Era, January 2001, pages 4 through 15. Or Ensign, January 2001, pages 2 through 11. Janet Thomas, More Than Skin Deep. New Era, February 2001, pages 44 through 48. David A. Burton, Is There Anything Wrong with Getting a Tattoo or Body Piercing? Ensign, February 1999, pages 52 and 53. Lesson 28, Withstanding Temptation, Joseph B. Worthlin, Live in Obedience, Ensign, May 1994, pages 39 through 42. Ways to Win, New Era, September 2000, page 37. Jenny Willardson, I Didn't Fit In, New Era, May 2000, page 37. John S. Netherton, Sticking to Standards, Friend, May 2000, page 47. Lesson 29, Sabbath Observance, James E. Faust, The Lord's Day, Ensign, November 1991, pages 33 through 35. Earl C. Tingey, Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy, Ensign, February 2000, pages 48 through 55. Douglas B. Bernard, Ultimate Victory, New Era, August 1999, pages 34 through 36. Gently Raise the Sacred Strain, Hymns number 146. Lesson 30, An Aaronic Priesthood Holder Cherishes Womanhood. Russell M. Nelson, Our Sacred Duty to Honor Women, Ensign, May 1999, pages 38 through 40. Sherry L. Dew, We Are Women of God, New Era, November 2000, pages 12 through 14. Lesson 31, Choosing an Eternal Companion, Gordon B. Hinckley, Living Worthy of the Girl You Will Someday Marry, Ensign, May 1998, pages 49 through 51. Wouldn't It Be All Right to Date Non-Members, New Era, July 2001, pages 16 through 18. Why does the church say we should not date until we are 16 years old? New Era, February 2001, pages 16 through 18. Lesson 32, Preparing for the Temple Endowment. James E. Faust, Who Shall Ascend into the Hill of the Lord? Ensign, August 2001, pages 2 through 5. F. David Stanley, The Most Important Step. New Era, June 2000, pages 20 through 23. Endowed with Covenants and Blessings, Ensign, February 1995, pages 38 through 40. Lesson 33, Celestial Marriage, A Preparation for Eternity, Richard G. Scott, Receive the Temple Blessings, Ensign, May 1999, pages 25 through 27. Cree L. Coford, Marriage in the Lord's Way, Part 1, Ensign, June 1998, pages 6 through 12. Gail Sears, The $30 Wedding Dress, New Era, November 2000, pages 44 through 46. Lesson 34, Obedience. James E. Faust, Obedience, The Path to Freedom, Ensign, May 1999, pages 45 through 47. Henry B. Eyring, A Life Founded in Light and Truth, Ensign, July 2001, pages 6 through 13. James Pedersen, Faith and $45, New Era, February 2000, pages 8 through 10. Keep the Commandments, hymns number 303. Lesson 35, Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Living Christ, the Testimony of the Apostles, New Era, April 2000, pages 20 and 21, or Ensign, April 2000, pages 2 and 3. James E. Faust, The Shield of Faith, Ensign, May 2000, pages 17 through 19. James O. Mason, Faith in Jesus Christ, Ensign, April 2001, pages 22 through 27. I Believe in Christ, hymns number 134. Lesson 36, Patriarchal Blessings. James E. Faust, Priesthood Blessings, Ensign, November 1995, pages 62 through 64. Wayne M. Hancock, Friend to Friend. Friend, September 2000, pages 6 and 7. Daniel Thomas Brady, Twice Blessed. New Era, August 1999, page 11. Lesson 37, Fruits and Gifts of the Spirit. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Covenant People, Friend, January 2000, Inside Front Cover. Merrill J. Bateman, Living a Christ-Centered Life, Ensign, January 1999, pages 6 through 13. Marilyn Feek, I Said Yes, New Era, May 1999, page 11. Lesson 38, The Pure Love of Christ. Thomas S. Monson, Those Who Love Jesus, Ensign, March 1999, pages 2 through 5. Margaret D. Nadald, Come Unto Christ, Friend, January 1999, Inside Front Cover. Cleave Unto Charity, Ensign, June 2000, pages 48 through 53. Love One Another, hymns number 308. Lesson 39, Feasting on the Words of Christ. Russell M. Nelson, Living by Scriptural Guidance, Ensign, November 2000, pages 16 through 18. Scripture Study Suggestions, New Era, March 2001, page 15. T.S. Hedinger, Press Forward, Saints, Friend, January 2000, pages 28 through 30. As I Search the Holy Scriptures, hymns number 277. Lesson 40, Doing Missionary Work. Jeffrey R. Holland, Witnesses Unto Me, Ensign, May 2001, pages 14 through 16. Shauna Ghaznavi, Fields Ready to Harvest, New Era, May 2001, pages 28 through 31. Barbara Jean Jones, It's Your Call, New Era, June 2000, pages 16 through 19. Call to Serve, hymns number 249. Lesson 41, Becoming More Like Our Savior. Dallin H. Oaks, The Challenge to Become. Ensign, November 2000, pages 32 through 34. Richard C. Edgley, Behold the Man. New Era, May 2000, pages 4 through 7. Spencer J. Condy, Even As I Am. Friend, February 1999, Inside Front Cover. Lord, I Would Follow Thee. Hymns number 220. Lesson 42, Being Humble and Teachable. Henry B. Eyring, Finding Safety in Counsel. Ensign, May 1997, pages 24 through 26. Marlon K. Jensen, To Walk Humbly with Thy God. Ensign, May 2001, pages 9 through 11. L. Lionel Kendrick, Friend to Friend. Friend, January 2000, pages 6 through 7. Be Thou Humble, hymns number 130. Lesson 43, Thoughts and Language. Gordon B. Hinckley, Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. New Era, July 1999, pages 4 through 7. Paula K. Booth, Standing Up to Profanity. Ensign, April 2001, pages 35 through 37. I know we're not supposed to take the Lord's name in vain, but what about other kinds of swearing? New Era, March 2001, pages 16 through 18. Clean Thoughts, New Era, February 2001, page 15. Lesson 44, Service to Others, Thomas S. Monson, Priesthood Power, New Era, May 2001, pages 4 through 7. Shara Braithwaite, Look What I Found, New Era, September 2000, pages 12 and 13. Felicia Angus, My Memory Trees, New Era, July 1999, pages 12 through 14. Because I Have Been Given Much, Hymns Number 219. Lesson 45, Strengthening Testimonies by Bearing Them. Gordon B. Hinckley, Building Your Testimony, New Era, April 1999, pages 4 through 7. Joseph B. Worthlin, Pure Testimony, New Era, September 2001, pages 8 through 11. Susan L. Warner, Bear Record of Him, Friend, September 1999, Inside Front Cover. Testimony, Hymns number 137. Lesson 46, Effective Home Teaching. Thomas S. Monson, Home Teaching, A Divine Service, New Era, November 1998, pages 4 through 9. John Howiter, Junior Companion, New Era, January 2001, pages 36 through 38. Chase Randall, Extra Helping, New Era, November 2000, page 11. Home Teaching and the Aaronic Priesthood, Ensign, February 2000, page 60. Lesson 47, Honesty. James E. Faust, We Seek After These Things, Ensign, May 1998, pages 43 through 46. Jane McBride Choate, The Promise, Friend, August 2000, pages 8 through 10. Gordon Swenson, Arm of Honor, New Era, August 2000, pages 26 and 27. Tamara Latham Bailey, Building Integrity, New Era, July 1999, page 15. Lesson 48, Preparing to Serve Through Education. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, New Era, January 2001, pages 4 through 15, or Ensign, January 2001, pages 2 through 11. Harold G. Hillam, What Matters Most, New Era, April 2001, pages 46 through 48. A Major Decision, New Era, September 1999, page 15. Lesson 49, We Have a Wonderful Legacy. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Miracle of Faith, Ensign, May 2000, pages 67 through 69. Joseph Shumway, Searching for Mary Ellen, New Era, August 1999, pages 26 and 27. Carry On, Hymns number 255. Young Women, Manual 3, Used to Supplement but Not Replace, Lessons 26 through 47. Note, the manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, 22nd of December, consider using conference addresses, articles, and hymns that focus on the birth, atonement, resurrection, and the life and mission of the Savior. Lesson 26, Repentance. Boyd K. Packer, The Touch of the Master's Hand, Ensign, May 2001, pages 22 through 24. J. E. Jensen, Do You Know How to Repent? New Era, November 1999, pages 4 through 7. Renew Your Baptismal Covenants Anew, Friend, July 2000, pages 24 and 25. Come Unto Jesus, Hymns number 117. Lesson 27, Forgiving Ourselves. Gordon B. Hinckley, How Can I Become the Woman of Whom I Dream? Ensign, May 2001, pages 93 through 96, or New Era, November 2001, pages 4 through 8. Can I Be Forgiven? New Era, March 2000, pages 8 through 10. Lesson 28, Consecration and Sacrifice. M. Russell Ballard, The Law of Sacrifice, Ensign, October 1998, pages 6 through 13. Carol B. Thomas, Sacrifice and Eternal Investment, Ensign, May 2001, pages 63 and 64. Robert J. Whetton, How Can I Help? Friend, August 2000, Inside Front Cover. I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, hymns number 270. Lesson 29, A Change of Heart, James E. Faust, Born Again, Ensign, May 2001, pages 54 through 58. Spencer J. Condy, A Disposition to Do Good Continually, Ensign, August 2001, pages 13 through 19. Christopher Olop, Turn Around, New Era, August 2000, pages 8 through 10. Kristen Bowen, Change of Heart, New Era, May 1999, pages 36 and 37. Lesson 30, Scripture Study, L. Tom Perry, Let the Word Fill Your Hearts. Friend, May 1996, Inside Front Cover. Ways to Study the Scriptures and Understand Them Better. Friend, December 2000, page 48. Eric Nelson, And a Child Led Me, New Era, October 2000, pages 34 through 36. As I Search the Holy Scriptures, hymns number 277. Lesson 31, Service in the Church. Henry B. Eyring, Watch Over and Strengthen. Ensign, May 2000, pages 66 through 68. Matthew Baker, Coming Clean, New Era, April 2001, pages 28 through 31. Linda Galley, The Elephants, Ensign, December 2000, pages 48 and 49. Corliss Clayton, Fernando's Call, Friend, October 2000, pages 2 through 4. Lesson 32, Service in the Community. Thomas S. Monson, An Example of the Believers, Ensign, November 1992, pages 97 through 99. Alexander B. Morrison, A Caring Community, Goodness in Action, Ensign, February 1999, pages 12 through 19. Jennifer Chessman, Unlikely Pair, New Era, November 2000, pages 32 through 34. Elisa Renee Madsen, Storms of Service, New Era, February 2000, pages 12 through 15. Lesson 33, Each Person is Divine and Eternal. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Light Within You, Ensign, May 1995, page 99. Keith B. McMullen, Welcome Home, Ensign, May 1999, pages 79 through 81. Megan Wright, My Buddy, My Friend, Friend, October 1998, pages 40 and 41. All My Father, hymns number 292. Lesson 34, Avoiding Dishonesty. James E. Faust, Honesty, A Moral Compass, Ensign, November 1996, pages 41 through 44. Gordon Swenson, Arm of Honor, New Era, August 2000, pages 26 and 27. Cornelia Dettingmeijer, Not Expected of You, Friend, May 2000, pages 8 through 10. Lesson 35, Dating Decisions, Gordon B. Hinckley, True to the Faith, Ensign, June 1996, pages 2 through 8. Wouldn't It Be All Right to Date Non-Members? New Era, July 2001, pages 16 through 18. Why does the Church say we should not date until we are 16 years old? New Era, February 2001, pages 16 through 18. The Dues of Dating, New Era, November 2000, page 15. Lesson 36, Marriage Standards, Jeffrey R. Holland, Personal Purity, Ensign, November 1998, pages 75 through 78. Brad Wilcox, Marriage Prep 101, New Era, October 1999, pages 30 through 33. Families Can Be Together Forever, hymns number 300. Lesson 37, The Word of God as a Standard, L. Tom Perry, Give Heed Unto the Word of the Lord, Ensign, June 2000, pages 22 through 29. Marlon K. Jensen, Making a Mighty Change, New Era, June 2001, pages 4 through 7. H. David Burton, A Time to Stand Tall, Friend, July 1999, Inside Front Cover. Stay Safe, New Era, June 2001, page 30. Lesson 38, Good Health Habits, Boyd K. Packer, Ye Are the Temple of God, NSI, November 2000, pages 72 through 74. Get Some Z's, New Era, January 2001, page 40. Jenny Willardson, I Didn't Fit In, New Era, May 2000, page 37. Mark J. Rowe, Where Can I Find Accurate Information on Nutrition That Is Not Faddish or Inconsistent with the Word of Wisdom Guidelines? Ensign, February 1996, pages 64 through 65. Lesson 39, Recognizing Our Individual Worth, James E. Faust, Who Do You Think You Are? New Era, March 2001, pages 4 through 9, or Ensign, March 2001, pages 2 through 7. Russell M. Nelson, We Are Children of God, Ensign, November 1998, pages 85 through 87. Sherry L. Dew, We Are Women of God, New Era, November 2000, pages 12 through 14. I Am a Child of God, Hymns Number 301. Lesson 40, Loving Ourselves and Others, James E. Faust, Them That Honor Me, I Will Honor, Ensign, May 2001, pages 45 through 47. Rebecca Lowe, About Sarah, New Era, March 2000, page 37. Pam McEwen, Her Best Shot, New Era, January 2000, page 15. Ray Goldrup, Billy, Friend, May 1999, pages 2 through 5. Lesson 41, Being Dependable, Joseph B. Worthlin, Priceless Integrity, New Era, July 1994, pages 4 through 7. F. Burton Howard, Commitment, Ensign, May 1996, pages 27 and 28. Denna Lee Chapman, The Three Questions, New Era, February 2000, pages 26 and 27. Richard Moore, My Trust Fund, New Era, October 1999, pages 34 through 36. Lesson 42, Preparing for Change, James E. Faust, This Is Our Day, Ensign, May 1999, pages 17 through 19. Lance B. Wickman, The Future You, New Era, March 2000, pages 4 through 6. Ariana Lobo, Wherever You Go, New Era, March 2001, page 39. Lesson 43, Associations with Others, Thomas S. Monson, The Lighthouse of the Lord, New Era, February 2001, pages 4 through 9, or Ensign, February 2001, pages 2 through 7. Stephen A. West, Thy Neighbor as Thyself, Friend, June 2000, Inside Front Cover. How Can I Do What Is Right and Still Be Accepted by My Friends? New Era, January 2001, pages 16 through 18. Each Life That Touches Ours for Good, Hymns Number 293. Lesson 44, Avoiding Crisis Living, Gordon B. Hinckley, Be Prayerful, New Era, October 2000, pages 4 through 7. David B. Haight, The Basics Have Not Changed, Friend, September 1998, Inside Front Cover. Dallin H. Oaks, Focus and Priorities, Ensign, May 2001, pages 82 through 84. Sweet Is the Peace the Gospel Brings, Hymns Number 14. Lesson 45, Choosing a Vocation, Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, New Era, January 2001, pages 4 through 15, or Ensign, January 2001, pages 2 through 11. Gordon B. Hinckley, Put Your Shoulder to the Wheel, New Era, July 2000, pages 4 through 7. Gordon B. Hinckley, Life's Obligations, Ensign, February 1999, pages 2 through 5. A Major Decision, New Era, September 1999, page 15. Lesson 46, Money Management, L. Tom Perry, If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Ensign, November 1995, pages 35 through 37. Elisa Renee Andrus, Fantastic Plastic, New Era, April 2001, pages 32 through 35. Bernard Poduska, Debt Doesn't Have to Be Forever, Ensign, January 2001, pages 59 through 63. Laura Dean Lindsay, What Does Self-Reliance Mean? Ensign, April 1996, pages 51 and 52. Lesson 47, Messages of Latter-day Prophets, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, James E. Faust. Be a Standard Bearer, Friend, June 2001, pages 24 and 25. M. Russell Ballard, His Word Ye Shall Receive, Ensign, May 2001, pages 65 and 66. From Latter-day Prophets, John Taylor, Friend, January 2001, Inside Front Cover. Kimberly Wright, Ashamed to Meet a Prophet, New Era, November 2000, pages 26 and 27. Wendy Wixom Taylor, We Have Won, We Have Won, New Era, November 2000, pages 36 and 37. End of Resource Guides.